This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was back in October of last year, 2020. We're talking about no other than Sunshine Biopharma, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol SBFM. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have this gentleman. He's the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Dr. Steve Salati. Dr. Salati, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Congratulations on just an incredible turnaround so far of the company. Last time you were on the company, the stock was trading at around 2 cents a share. Now it's trading at 24 cents a share. That being said, are you excited about where you guys are headed?
Yes, absolutely, Everett. I think the market recognizes the progress, the significant progress we've been making, and we're very, very excited about the science we're doing.
Well, one of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show was to give us an update or explain, if you would, the license agreement currently with the University of Georgia.
Initially, we teamed up with the University of Georgia because they have worldwide renowned expertise in coronavirus protease inhibitors. And this is what our coronavirus treatment is centered around. So we teamed up with them, and they had been working on inhibitors of coronavirus proteases for a number of years. And they had two technologies which were already patented by them. And we agreed that they would license them to us on an exclusive basis. And in return, we would do co-development of their compounds in parallel with our own. So this is why we put together the license agreement.
Your flagship product is the SBFM PL4. That being said, how are you doing with the coronavirus drug right now, currently that you're working on, the mice in the laboratory?
We are now at the stage where we have initiated mice studies on our SBFM PL4 protease inhibitor. And we're going to be doing as well the two licensed compounds from the University of Georgia. And the mice studies, Everett, are basically, they work like this. We have engineered mice to express the human ACE2 receptor in their lungs, making them susceptible to infection by COVID-19 virus.
Right. I saw that.
Right. So what happens is if you challenge these transgenic mice with coronavirus, within 5 to 7 days, they die. And our plan is to challenge them with the virus and treat them with our compounds. And we hope and we're confident that that would save them from dying. If that turns out to be the case, we will file our results with the FDA and request that the FDA authorizes us to proceed to testing our compounds on actual COVID-19 patients.
One, I want to switch your gears just for a second and talk about maybe your other flagship project that's working on cancer cells, including the pancreatic cancer cells and small cell cancer for lungs. Where are we at on that? I believe it's the ADVA-27A.
Yes, exactly. So that's our flagship anti-cancer compound. The unique thing about our compound, Everett, is the fact that it's the only drug we're aware of anywhere in the world that can that acts on multi-drug resistant cancer cells. By definition, when you say multi-drug resistant cancer, means it's just resistant to all the drugs that are known. And we have our ADVA-27A, which works on resistant, multi-drug resistant cancer cells. And we're really, really excited about that. We have ordered a new batch of ADVA-27A. Right now, we're basically waiting, and we're expecting delivery of the new batch any time now. And we will proceed to doing, in that case, it would be xenograft mice, in which we have injected human pancreatic cancer cells into the mice, allow them to develop a tumor, and then we're going to administer our ADVA-27A to see if we are able to shrink the tumor down or possibly make it non-detectable. So that's where we are.
I appreciate that. Myself, and I'm sure your investors and listeners want to know what's next for the COVID-19 research plan. Where do we go from here?
Right. So at the end of the mice studies, we, as I mentioned a minute ago, we're going to file the data of the mice study with the FDA and request a review of our results, as well request authorization for us to proceed to doing phase one clinical trials on actual COVID-19 patient volunteers. What's interesting about our drug is the fact that it can be taken orally at home. There's no need for a hospital setting, as is the case right now with current treatments such as remdesivir, which has to be administered through IV, as well as the monoclonal antibodies of Regeneron and Eli Lilly, both of which, of course, also have to be administered with IV. These drugs are very effective, but obviously they require a hospital setting. And we're excited about the fact that we're going to be able to provide something that patients can take at home.
Dr. Slotty, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
We appreciate your everyone's support and interest in the company and in what we're doing to help everyone, particularly the current situation with the pandemic, and we hope that we will make a difference in reducing the number of deaths, not only in the United States, but around the world.
For myself, and this is my personal opinion, I want my listeners to take a look at this stock, even though it's moved up maybe 12 times from where it was at. I want you to look at the market cap. The market cap still under 100 million. This thing, and this is my personal opinion, I think this thing still has legs to grow, still undervalue. The company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is Sunshine Biopharma, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SBFM. My guest today was Dr. Steve Slotty. Dr. Slotty, I want to thank you for coming by. Hopefully you become a regular guest, come back on in 40 or 50 days, and please give us an update on all this great work that you're doing out there in Georgia.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.